SmileSonica, could you tell me what that is? And I understand that in 2009, your company was actually a finalist in the Venture Prize. So give me your elevator pitch.
SmileSonica is an Edmonton-based company that develops a non-invasive therapy technology to be used by dental patients to repair or prevent tooth root problems.
And how do you do that? I see that you have a device here right now. Could you explain to me what your device is?
Yeah, I think I can do that. The device we are developing practically has two modules. It has an external electronics module, more like a cell phone, that the patient interacts with. And that module is connected to an intraoral attachment that emits this ultrasonic therapy towards the afflicted roots of the teeth and stimulates the repair or the prevention of the problem on site. The treatment is non-invasive, is painless, and it's easy to use by the patients. We like to say that my grandmother should be able to use this technology when we'll be on the market.
Well, I see by looking at the device, you've got the electronic part, and then you have this sort of clear plastic mold that goes over top of your teeth. So how exactly does it work?
So this module that goes into the mouth, the intraoral attachment that looks more like a mouth guard, it has inside components that emit ultrasound, and this ultrasound is delivered to the area in the mouth and of the teeth that require treatment, and it stimulates the repair on site.
So how often might a person have to use this?
The patient will be required to use it for 20 minutes every day for a period between 4 weeks and maybe even up to 4 or 5 months, depending on how severe is the affliction and what affliction they suffer from.
So the idea then is that through this ultrasonic method, you can repair the gum or the teeth or the root, whatever, without actually having to go to the dentist and have something removed or replaced?
We envision this to be a solution and a treatment to be recommended by a dental professional. So a patient would go to the dentist. The dentist would identify they have a dental problem that could be solved or helped by our device, and then would recommend them this unit. Then the patient would get one unit from us, would use it at home, and would be under the supervision of the dental professional all the time. It is a medical device that will be under the supervision of a dental professional.
Now, you've been involved with this for a very long time, right from the very beginning, I understand, as a researcher. Tell me about your process in this.
The process was very interesting, and I have to say I enjoyed it a lot. My involvement with the development of this technology started very early in 2006 at the University of Alberta, where I was part of a group of researchers that were working on this technology and in the research lab. I worked with the team for a few years, and then I've realized the technology also has commercial potential. So I did the next step by licensing the technology from the university for commercial purposes, and continue the development with SmileSonica. As you mentioned at the beginning, the first part of the development was put toward the development of the business plan for the Venture Prize business plan competition that we successfully arrived in the final in 2009.
Well, fast forward to today, I understand that you're working with ACAMP. They're helping you with the commercialization. What's happening there?
We are working with ACAMP, and the key aspects they assist us is on accelerating the transition from lab prototypes to commercial products.
And what stage are you at in terms of the commercialization?
We think we are still about a year and a half or 2 years ago from having a full commercial product ready for patients in Canada.
And have you sussed out where your markets might be?
We think that patients with dental problems are in almost everywhere. We think the market for our product could be global. However, we have to start with small steps, and we'll start with the Canadian market, and then look into other opportunities abroad.
Now, you've got your office here today at the Nanotechnology Incubator Center. What part does nanotechnology play in this?
We like to call ourselves a medical device company. However, parts of our units are, our microsystems. It involves, therapy of, human dental tissues. There are also aspects at the cellular level and at therapy level that explain our presence here in the National Institute for Nanotechnology.
Well, I really have to say that I'm quite amazed, because you've taken this from the aspect of being a piece of research, you're looking at new technology, you took on the mantle of becoming an entrepreneur to help commercialize this, and it's a long, hard process. Why do you do it?
I think it's simple, because I enjoy it. I'm having fun. The more work we put and the more progress we do, then the more motivation we have to do more work and do more progress. So it's I'm enjoying every moment.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak about our company, Smilesonica.